Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Listen in to the Forum at St. James Church. Today we begin the Way of Love.
So, quick show of hands, how many of you were at the parish weekend away? Okay, good. So about half and half. Those of you who didn't go, next year, Columbus Day weekend, October 12, 13, 14, help me out there, I think that's right. Columbus Day weekend, you can sign up now. We'll see you there. One of the things we did at the parish weekend away was our guest facilitator talked about something that has been shared with the entire Episcopal Church by our presiding bishop, Michael Curry. You probably know Michael Curry best from the Royal Wedding or the Today Show, but he is in fact the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, and he has shared with us this set of practices for a Jesus-centered life that he's called the Way of Love. And coming out of the parish weekend away, we got a lot of feedback from those who were there that they wanted more. They wanted some follow-up. They wanted to dive deeper into this. And also from those who were there who said, but if people weren't there, they've missed a real good thing. This is the good stuff. And so the clergy kind of scratched their heads about that. And then we discovered that the presiding bishop has asked the entire Episcopal Church to spend Advent talking about this way of love. And we had a plan for Advent, because we're planners, right? We like to have a plan. I had a plan for Advent like 6 months ago, but no more. We're doing this now, because the presiding bishop has asked us to, and because you asked us to, from the parish weekend away, to dive deeper. So we're going to spend the next 4 weeks talking about the way of love. And we're going to do it by journeying through the first two chapters of Luke's gospel. Luke's gospel is full of wonderful stories and imagery, some of which is amazingly familiar, some of which is less familiar, but that points us to the birth of Christ, right? The visit of angels to Mary, to Zechariah, the birth of John the Baptist, the birth of Jesus. All that is in Luke chapters 1 and 2. So we're going to walk through those chapters together over the next 4 weeks, while looking at this way of love. And they're gonna relate to each other and feed each other in some really cool ways. So that's the first thing I wanna say. The second is that starting next week, you gotta come to the Forum next week, because you're gonna get some swag, you're gonna get a present, okay? Which is that there is a daily devotional for Advent from the presiding bishop's office to accompany these forums, to accompany this journey through Luke's gospel. So it's not just what you're doing together on Sunday morning, it'll be what you do actually every day through Advent. Now, unlike some daily devotionals that feel like pure gift, because it's just a beautiful reflection to read and think, oh, isn't that lovely, and put it down and move on with your day, this is a little more active. This daily devotion is actually a daily challenge or a daily practice that you might do. None of them are particularly challenging. None of them are terribly difficult, but they are things that he is asking all of us to do day by day by day in the journey to Christmas. And if you do them, you're gonna get a lot more out of these forums. That's not to say that if you don't do them, or if you forget to do them that week, that you should skip the forum, because you're still going to get something out of the form. You're going to get something out of Luke chapters 1 and 2. But if you do the practices, you'll have a deeper, richer experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll get those next week. And so what I'm going to do this week, because they start next week, next Sunday, first Sunday of Advent. What I want to do today is to talk about the whole idea behind this idea of the way of love, which is the idea of a rule of life. Okay? Some of you have done some work with rules of life. So I hope for some of you that's not a term that's entirely new. The idea of a rule of life is a set of practices that you might commit to personally over the course of a day, or over the course of a week, or over the course of a month that would feed you spiritually. Actually, that would just feed feed you as a human, right? It comes from the Latin word regula. A regula is like a measuring. So the idea of a rule of life is that it's a measurement by which we can evaluate how we're living. You know, I have a goal. My phone tells me every week that I should go to the gym X number of days. I measure myself against that goal and fail most weeks, right? I have a goal that I say morning and evening prayer every day. I measure my reality against that and I succeed some weeks, fail more often than not, right? The idea of a rule is it's a goal that you can measure yourself against. You with me there? The idea is that it's a gentle framework to regulate your life. A gentle framework to support you on your way. A rule of life asks us to be intentional, right? It asks us not to go through life just stumbling, but to do it intentionally, to have some purpose behind our actions, to have some set of intentions and goals. And it can be for us an opportunity to clarify for ourselves what those goals are. The practice of developing a rule is not a one-off. It's a thing that should take time so that you can really intentionally think about what practices would be life-giving. What practices would draw me closer to God? What practices would draw me closer to my neighbor? What practices would make me feel most human? Okay? It takes time to figure those out. What the presiding bishop has given us is some categories for that work. These seven categories that are before you: turn, learn, pray, worship, bless, go, rest. They're categories that would help you think of a rule. And I'm going to talk more about those categories in a minute. But what I want you to do first at your tables is this. I bet you have more of a rule of life than you think you do. You may not have written something down. Some of you may have written something down, so forgive me if I'm suggesting otherwise. But even if you don't have something written down, I bet that you have something of a rule already. And so I want you to share at your tables for 5 minutes the rhythm of your day or week. And what signs of a rule do you already see in there? What kernels or seeds of a rule of life already exist in your life? That's the first question. And what might a Jesus-centered rule, how might that look similar to what you're already doing? Or how might a Jesus-centered rule be a little different from a secular rule or from the rule that you're currently living by? So let's take 5 minutes and think about what signs of a rule of life already exist in your life, and how might a Jesus-centered rule change or challenge that?
When you talk about the first question, you mean like going to the gym or
yeah.
Or
yeah, anything in your life.
Right?
Anything in your life. Yeah, just a follow-up question that I'll answer for everyone. It can be anything in your life that feels like a rule. Going to the gym. Practices of calling family. Reading once a day, writing, whatever you do that is regularized. Thank you all for sharing. By the sound of conversation, it seems to me that y'all have some regular practices in your lives, which is very shocking, knowing you as well as I do, that you might have some regular practices. Were there any that particularly stood out that you think would be edifying for the whole group? Mary.
There are so many people at our table who do forward day by day. Those of us who don't are going home.
Yeah.
So we'll have emails too.
Right. There's also an app.
There is?
There's an app. Yeah. Yeah. This table.
A lot of people at our table, I heard a lot of morning spiritual practice, whether it's reading the daily office or doing praying over the gospel, the reading of the day, or getting God focused at work, or regular attendance at morning prayer.
So a lot of kind of like centering in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good one. One worthy of attention. Others that you think are...
We all identify with you in terms of doing and not doing it perfectly. So part of our, most of us are praying in some way. Some are meditating. And it was important for us to do it in a time frame where we could realistically do it, or else it would be gone for the day.
Yeah.
And there's also... what I found very helpful, that there are things in the Book of Common Prayer that we could read or go to a service during the day, which I don't do, but
yeah.
I think that would be helpful.
So what I'm hearing is a lot of daily spiritual practice, which is great. That is actually one of our Renewal Works goals, is not just that we would gather weekly to encounter Christ in the Eucharist, but that we would daily engage with God through prayer or scripture. So well done you, right? That's really good. At the risk of complicating things or making you feel guilty by adding to your plate, because I know how busy we all are, part of what I love about the presiding bishop's way of love is that it challenges us to include those daily spiritual practices and... Okay, so look at these seven words, right? Pray is one of them. That's got to be part of our daily walk with Jesus, right? Prayer is communication with God. It is the very source and conduit of that connection. We've got to do it, but it's not alone, right? And so what this way of love journey through Advent is going to invite us to do is focus on one of these each day. So every Sunday, you'll see it in the booklet you get next week. Every Sunday is a worship practice. Every Sunday is going to ask us to reflect on how we gather in community every week to thank, praise, and dwell with God, right? In our language here at St. James, to encounter Christ in the Eucharist, right? Every Sunday is going to be a worship practice. Every Monday is going to be a go practice. Cross boundaries, listen deeply, and live with Jesus is the shorthand that the presiding bishop gives us, right? Jesus is constantly in the Gospels sending his disciples out beyond what's comfortable, right? You're good here, okay, go there. You settle into this town, okay, go to the next one, right? He's constantly asking them to go beyond their circles of comfort. You like these people? Well, go deal with these people, right? So that we would witness to the love and the justice and the mercy of God everywhere, not just where we're comfortable, right? So every Monday is going to be a practice that challenges us in small and manageable ways to practice going a step beyond our comfort zone. Every Tuesday in Advent is going to be a practice about learning. It's going to challenge us, it's going to ask us to reflect on scripture, especially Jesus' life and teachings, so that we could really go deeper, right? It sounds like a lot of you are doing that every day. Don't just start going to Tuesdays only, right? If you've already got a daily practice, don't stop that. But if you don't have a daily practice, this might be a way in, right? Every Tuesday in Advent to do this. Every Wednesday is going to be an invitation to pray in some new way, to dwell with God in an intentional way, so that we would really be aware of that thing that is always true, that God is right there with us, and that we are meant to be humble in the presence of the Divine One, that we're meant to be grateful in the presence of the Divine One, that we're meant to offer ourselves in the presence of the Divine One to the work of the Divine One, right? So every Wednesday is going to be a practice of prayer. Every Thursday is going to invite us to think about blessing in some way. So I love this definition that he gives us of bless, which is to share faith and unselfishly give and serve, right? priests are particularly called to, you know, bless things, right? Bless bread and wine, bless you at the end of the service. But all people of faith have the divine mandate of blessing, of making another person's life richer, fuller, more beautiful, more aware of God by the way that we share our faith and unselfishly give and serve them, right? So every Thursday is going to be a practice of blessing. Every Friday is going to be a practice of turning, pausing, turning back to Jesus, right? Life is always prone to lead us down some rabbit holes of self agendas, right? I think that's particularly true in December, right? December has a way of just sort of becoming a blur, a way of suddenly it's Christmas Eve, right? December can really be a time when we intentionally need to practice turning away from to-do lists, away from obligations, away from pressures, and turn back to Jesus. It might be a time when we need to turn away from materialism or consumerism or making ourselves feel better by spending more and turn back to Jesus, right? So Friday is an invitation to pause and pivot. And then every Saturday is an invitation to rest, right? Sabbath is a commandment. It's one of the 10, and we're pretty good at breaking it. And so every Saturday is an invitation to rest and trust in God, to rest and remember that we are not the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is, right? To rest and remember that the world will keep turning even without our great achievements and our wonderful offerings for it, right? So it's to receive the gift of God's grace and of God's peace and to be restored into wholeness with God. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I think, to take small steps, bite-sized chunks, to think about how all of these pieces are necessary for a Jesus-centered way of life, right? Daily devotion is great, but so is going, so is turning, so is resting, so is blessing the world through the gifts we have to offer. So what I want to leave you with in the last 2 minutes is some index cards. And I want you to pick 2 or 3 of these 7. And I want you to think about, obviously the presiding bishop's going to give us some ideas, but I want you to spend just these last few minutes thinking about a thing you might do. Small, don't be too ambitious. A thing you might do in one of these categories to draw closer to Jesus. Does that make sense? So something that you might challenge yourself to do as a form of blessing, or as a form of resting, or as a form of praying or worshiping. And the reason I want you to do that is I want you not to feel like you're committing to anything today. Because remember what I said about a rule of life, it takes time, right? This Advent journey is not about knowing the rule before we begin it. It's about trying things out, experimenting. And so what I want to do is collect these cards so that next week we can share with the wider community some of the wisdom in this room about practices beyond what the presiding bishop is offering us about these 7. Does that make sense? Okay. So feel free to do them at your leisure and leave them on the tables as you go forth. So may God's blessing go with you as you do that, and we'll see you next Sunday for Luke chapter 1.
To learn more about St. James Church, visit stjames.org. That's stjames.org.